Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. I did have a listener remind me that the DC Defenders played today at 1 p.m. So I just wanted to give them that shout out as we have been talking about the Commanders, and I gave my take for why I want them to take two players on Thursday night of the NFL draft. And I just think best case scenario, Adam Peters works the phone lines and moves back into the first round to pair the starting quarterback up with a starting left tackle. You can always tweet us your thoughts throughout the show at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let's go out to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Andy in Sterling. What's up, Andy?
Hey, good afternoon, Adam. Hey, man, I wish your previous guest, I wish you'd ask Neil Greenberg, Mr. Metric genius that he is, who he would have picked at number two. Would it have been Jaden Daniels? Would it have been J.J. McCarthy? Who would Mr. Genius have picked? Now, having said that, I'm really getting a little tired of everybody proclaiming that Adam Peters is some kind of a draft guru. This is the same knucklehead that gave up three number ones for Trey Lance when he was part of the brain trust at San Francisco, gave up at least the number two for Jimmy Garoppolo, who also drafted Nick Mullins. I don't even know where the hell he's at. And we're supposed to suspect that he's going to make the right pick. Why do I have a stinking, dirty little feeling that he's going to use that number two pick and pick that the ultimate game manager, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan? If he does that, man, I'm literally going to crap my pants. Please don't do that. Now, having said that, I tell you what, he really blew it when he traded Sam Howell. Now he's in a position where he's going to be as desperate as the Giants to pick a quarterback at number two. If he'd have kept Howell, he could have had his, he could have been able to play poker with the rest of these stupid owners. Like I said, he has no choice but to pick either Jaden Daniels and hopefully Drake May and forget about old McCarthy. What do you think, buddy?
So, Andy, I appreciate the call, man, and thanks for chiming in. A few things about what you said. Number one, I don't think they're going to regret trading Sam Howell because I saw enough this season to know he might be a starting quarterback in the NFL, but he's not going to be an elite starting quarterback. And it takes an elite starting quarterback to win enough games to play in the postseason. I will semi-agree with you that Sam Howell is a better quarterback than Marcus Mariota. Well, that's fine. But you got Marcus Mariota in here as a backup to teach the young quarterback how to run the dual threat system that Cliff Kingsbury wants to run. And so I don't think they're going to regret trading Sam Howell at all. I don't think Sam Howell is going to be starring in any playoff games for the Seahawks or any teams for the rest of his career. I hope he has a great career. I loved him for this year and one game that we had in Washington. I just don't know that he's going to be an elite quarterback. Now, what he's talking about with Adam Peters being called a draft genius, you know, he is being called one of the best GM candidates that was on the market. And you can say you didn't like what he did trading for Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo, but that wasn't 100% his call. He was the assistant GM, and he was the assistant in Denver and New England. And he's got a great track record that shows this guy deserves an opportunity to run his own franchise and to run it his own way. And I think that it's a good scenario here in Washington because Josh Harris wants to have a football mind in position to take control and to be the leading voice in a draft room and in free agency and the entire offseason. And that's what Adam Peters is going to do. And so, look, you cannot like or you can like the moves that he's made in San Francisco, but I think he's going to hit a home run this year in the NFL draft, and I don't think we're going to be upset that he traded Sam Howell at the end of this offseason. Now, Jane Daniels is the quarterback I think he's going to draft. The only way I think that J.J. McCarthy comes to Washington is in a trade-back scenario. I think Drake May could go number two overall. I think Jane Daniels could go number two overall. I don't think there's any shot that J.J. McCarthy goes number two overall. That is a trade-back scenario. That's why they're bringing him in. And look, we know that Washington hasn't made their decision yet, right? That's why this week you'll have visits from Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy. All three of the top quarterback prospects, not named Caleb Williams, will visit Washington this week. Will this week's visit change the Commanders' front office mind? I don't know. But I do know that one of those three guys are going to be in Washington, and I only think it's J.J. McCarthy if they do a trade back. And that's kind of why I think they're bringing him in here, because they're going to be open to trading back. I know a lot of people are going to be upset about that, right? We've had a lot of callers that said, yes, trade back. There's so many holes. The offensive line is Swiss cheese. We got to fill in all the positions. And then we had people that said, you can't trade back. You've got the number two overall pick. You got the power of the two overall pick. You got to take the top quarterback available. I think that they are open to all of the options. And so we kind of have to sit back as Commanders fans and sit and watch what they do. But I just think no chance J.J. McCarthy to Washington number two overall. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Mitch in Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
Good.
I have you with Drake or James. Let's just take James. Don't make it so hard. Kind of reminds me of Lamar Jackson. You got to like, well, we got a running back. Three good running backs. Maybe you can trade one of them and get another pick. But we have to get a quarterback. A third string is easy. And I expect also working on both sides of the line. And also, it's a deep wide receiver draft, so I expect one in the fifth round, somewhere in there.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You know, yep. Jaden.
Thanks for chiming in, Mitch. We'll see what happens with Jaden Daniels or Drake May. I'd be okay with both of those guys. And then, like I said, I want three offensive linemen to be drafted. I think they have to find a way to either get a tight end or a wide receiver with one of the third-round picks. So I think that's what's most important. And then you're right. You know, edge rusher is not being talked about that much. I kind of thought it was going to be the lead conversation here outside of left tackle and quarterback, but it seems to me like the fan base wants wide receiver, tight end, and cornerback more than they want an edge rusher. But we absolutely need to replace the production, even though it wasn't much, but the production we had last year from Chase Young and, of course, Montez Sweat, who finished the season after a trade with the Bears, and Chase Young finished the season with the 49ers, and this offseason he signed with the New Orleans Saints. We'll take more of your phone calls, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067, or you can tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. We are live and local here in the nation's capital until 12 noon. Craig Hoffman, who you can check out weekly on the Team 980, he'll join us next to talk a little Washington Commanders. And then before I close out the show today, I will dive back into the Washington Capitals and their playoff chances, as well as the latest from Augusta for the 2024 Masters Tournament. Don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. I'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Just search 910 The Fan. You can hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. And, of course, check out 106.7. Rewind to hear the Sports Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. And you can also check out the podcast of this show, Overtime, on 106.7 The Fan. It's available for you on Spotify or iTunes. We've been taking calls throughout the show, 1-800-636-1067. You can chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Craig Hoffman from the Team 980 will join us coming up next. But I did want to go around the NFL real quick, because, Max, did you hear the Tom Brady news from earlier this week?
That he would be unopposed to returning?
Yes, and I just want to take a bit of a victory lap here. It's not very often on a radio show that I predict something and it comes true. And this hasn't happened yet, but I predicted last year that we would not see, or excuse me, that we would see Tom Brady once again. That we did not see the last of Tom Brady. That his retirement was not real. And remember the story came out, right? He wanted to retire, and then it got leaked, and then he didn't want to retire, and then he decided to come out and say it, and then, oh, he had a retirement party, and he was so fired up from that that he thought about coming back. And this entire season, I kept saying, watch out. At the end of the year, if a team like the 49ers that he grew up loving is missing a quarterback, he will absolutely step in and take the ball in the postseason. And look, this was the year of the backup quarterback. Around the league, it was filled with backups. And I think the same thing could happen again this year. And so here's what Tom Brady said. He said in an interview with Vic Blends on the Deep Cuts podcast, he said, let's say one day there's a situation, your team headed to the playoffs, offense is great, somebody goes down, would you pick up the phone? Brady said, I'm not opposed to it. I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner of an NFL team. I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'm always going to be able to throw the ball. So, to come in for a little bit, like Michael Jordan coming back, I don't know if they'd let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Patriots, Raiders, could be, you never know, 49ers. I'm here to tell you, I think Tom Brady's going to come back. Because, like I said here, what's going to happen, I believe, is one of these teams, look at Baltimore 2 years ago, right? Lamar Jackson goes down. They started Tyler Huntley in a playoff game. We had rumors that teams were reaching out to Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, right? Andrew Luck even, right? Like, teams are so desperate for a quarterback in the postseason, they were calling everyone. I would be shocked if Tom Brady didn't get a phone call, and he already said he would pick up the phone. He'd not be opposed to it. I think there's a chance that Tom Brady makes a return towards the end of this season. And look, like he said, Max, he's always going to be in good shape. He's always going to be able to know how to throw the ball. If you put him behind a good offensive line and he has time and he has weapons on the outside, not only could he still be good, I think he could be a champion again. I really do. So I saw this article and I just said to myself, I told you so. Because this is the year of the backup quarterback. I think the same thing's going to happen again this year. Quarterback play is so down in the National Football League that, like, Tom Brady could come back and be a top five quarterback once again, even though he hasn't, you know, played a snap in over a year. And here's why he's not going to play much in the regular season, because none of the desperate teams, Minnesota, Washington, Vegas, right, the Giants, are going to call Tom Brady and tell him that they'd offer him the starting job because they all want to build around a young quarterback. So he's not going to get a call week one, week two, week three, week four. But watch the phones start ringing around week 15 to the end of the season when you've got teams that are in the hunt, but their quarterback goes down. And believe me, quarterbacks will go down because especially with how many dual-threat running quarterbacks there are right now, Jordan Love, C.J. Stroud, Patrick Mahomes, any of those guys go down with two or three games left and their team's already locked into the postseason, they're not going to say, oh, yeah, well, we'll just go with Colt McCoy or the backup that we've got here, or we're going to go with Jacoby Brissett. I mean, Max, nobody thought Joe Flacco was going to get another shot, another phone call. He ended up starting in a playoff game this year. So I really think this is going to happen. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I'm reacting to the news. Tom Brady would not be opposed to an NFL return. And I also think it would be tremendous for the league. And I get what he's saying, like they might not let him see what happens with him moving forward with ownership there in Vegas with the Raiders. But I just don't see a scenario in which the NFL denies him to be playing when they know the kind of, first off, jersey sales would be insane. Second, TV ratings. Every talk show in America that covers the NFL would be going crazy. I mean, it would be just nuts. It would be like Tom Brady said. He said, quote, to come in for a little bit, like Michael Jordan coming back. It would be like Michael Jordan coming back for the Wizards, except Tom Brady, I think, would be better than when Jordan played for the Wizards. Because I still think that, like, I this is the way I look at it, is that Tom Brady's NFL IQ, his knowledge of the league, his ability to read progressions, tight windows to where to throw the ball, that is still probably the top three in the league right now, right? It's probably Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes.
Did you see him sling it in the hotel ballroom to the rugby player?
No. Like, oh, yeah, I did.
He's still got it, man.
Of course he does. Tom Brady.
Can you imagine the Twitter reaction when that press release comes out and he's going to do it the exact same way Jordan did and it's just going to say, I'm back. Yeah. And everyone's going to lose their mind.
Yeah.
It's
gonna be awesome. So when I talked about this last year, I said it was going to be San Francisco. And I brought up their scenario about how Brock Purdy went down, Josh Johnson went down, and now they changed the rules in the league, and so they allowed him to have a third quarterback. But San Francisco was his childhood team that he grew up loving. And so that would be the perfect scenario because you know they're going to be good. You know they're going to have weapons around him and a star defense to go along with a sick running back in Christian McCaffrey. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, it would be crazy to assume Brock Purdy's going to get hurt. But if Brock Purdy went down, I think San Francisco would call Tom Brady. I think he would say yes. I think he would come back. I think he would be successful. And it would be freaking awesome. I don't want Tom Brady to just sail off into the sunset and be retired and go on Fox as an analyst calling games and stuff. That's boring to me. I wanted one last run. I wanted one last dance. And unfortunately, we didn't get it. I mean, he kind of went out not at the top, but near the top. Right? He lost to the Rams, and wasn't it the year they won the Super Bowl, right? Or and so look, this is, and in that game, he had a deep pass, I believe, to Mike Evans that if he catches it, they end up winning that game. But then Cooper Kupp got back on the field for the Rams and burnt them deep and made the game winning catch. So it's not like, you know, Brady was blown out, and it's not like he looked bad his final season. The stats were still there. I think the offensive line wasn't as good, and so he was missing some throws, and you know his teammates weren't stepping up around him like they did the year he won the Super Bowl. But I think Tom Brady could come back. I think he could be successful, and I would be all for it. I would just be so fired up because I do think there's going to be a few years of a gap here between, like, we had Tom Brady, we had Peyton Manning, we had Drew Brees, we had Phillip Rivers, all these incredible quarterbacks. Well, right now we've got Patrick Mahomes, and he's standing in everybody's way. And so I want to see a point here where Tom Brady comes back and then, I don't know, maybe hands off the baton to the next group that's going to take over as leaders in this National Football League, the Joe Burrows of the world next year once he gets fully healthy. Will Josh Allen be able to make another deep postseason run? Who's it going to be in the NFC, right? I mean, who's the best quarterback of the future in the NFC right now? I guess you would point to Jalen Hurts, but he's up and down, right? I'm not giving it to Jordan Love right now. The NFC is completely up in the air. Hey, Kirk Cousins had like the best stats. I'm not picking him. You know, who's the best quarterback in the NFC right now, Max? Who would you say?
Off the
top of your head.
Yeah, off the top, you're right. It really could be like put together. And this is really going to sound disgusting coming out of my mouth. I'm going to sound like Ryan, Jared Goff.
I mean, I disagree, but yeah, I mean,
that's
he's
fair.
He's up there, yeah. You know? And so that the quarterback play in the NFC is so bad right now that, you know, we need a new crop of quarterbacks to come in and be the next generation. Maybe that is Jaden Daniels coming to Washington. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. We still got 3 hours of AWOD radio. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are a simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app, live and local here in Washington, D.C., just after 11:30 here on a Saturday, April 13th. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with the good folks at BetQL, because BetQL analyzes every single game from every single sport to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. You can get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the app or visiting BetQL.com. On the BetQL guest hotline is Craig Hoffman from the Team 980. What's going on, Craig?
What's up, Adam? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Happy Saturday. We had a good conversation on the show today about the upcoming NFL draft and Thursday night in particular, with the question of, do you want the Commanders to have over 1.5 picks? I'm desperate for them to use 36 and 40 or a few of the third-round picks to get back into the first.
I would say I am currently in favor of that. I don't know if I'd go as far as desperate, and I will plug something from our show because I'm shameless, Adam, but we did a 3-round mock draft yesterday on the Hoffman Show, and people can check it out, obviously, in our podcast feed or on YouTube, and if you watch on YouTube, you can see the board and how it all goes out, so it's a good one to check out on the video side of it. But the reason that we did it was basically to understand what happens if you do and don't trade up. We actually then did like a second mock draft scenario where we did trade up after we didn't in the first one. And I think it's pretty easy to see a way where one of the top tackles falls and you wind up walking out of Thursday night with one less pick on Friday, but your left tackle of the future. And I think it's probably worth it considering how many picks they have. There is a significant drop off in tackle depth after the top group. And then there's also, I would say, a similar drop off in edge. And I think if one of the right edge guys falls, depending on how far you have to go up, I would be willing to sacrifice. You know, if you can package 36 and 100 for 28 and get Darius Robinson from Mizzou, like, that's worth it to me. Where if you wait another 8 picks or whatever it is, that might not be the case. And so I think those two positions are the ones that I'd be willing to move up for, edge and offensive tackle. They're premium positions. Getting the discounted rookie contract is huge, and it's harder to get someone later in the draft, but there is a chance that you could just stay put at 36 and 40 and still wind up getting someone who can start for you, you know, let's say by the middle of the season.
Yeah, and here's why I feel so strongly about this take, that I'm desperate for them to make 2 picks in the first round, is because I want to pair my young quarterback with a left tackle that's going to be a star, going to be able to play right away. And also, we've talked all offseason about Adam Peters, and we put him on a pedestal. So I need to see him strut his stuff, pull off a trade, get back into the first round, or even trade back and fleece a desperate team. I want them to be talking about the Commanders making a trade and saying that we won that trade because of the work Adam Peters did on the phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I want the players to be good. I don't care about the day after the draft and if people are singing the praises. I mean, the Eagles are a great example of this, and the Eagles have done really well. I'm not trying to say that they actually stink when everyone says they're good, but everyone says they win the draft every single year because all they do is take the players that people like in leading up to the draft process, so it's a giant confirmation bias. And 3 years down the line, some of those guys actually haven't been nearly as good as we thought they were going to be on draft day. Obviously, the Eagles have been good, but some of those steals that the Eagles got didn't necessarily work out. And so I'm more concerned with the substance of long-term Adam Peters might not win on draft day because, I mean, I would imagine when they drafted Fred Warner in San Francisco, no one was like, oh, my God, they just won the draft. They drafted Fred Warner. Pretty clear 3-4 years later, even before that with Warner, that they had gotten a steal there in the middle rounds in the best linebacker in football. And so, yeah, is there, you know, if they like someone, do I want them to be aggressive? Yes. But if they look at Marshawn Nealand out of Western Kentucky, I think I have that right, Nealand out of Western Kentucky. I might have the school wrong. Marshawn Nealand, who's like a middle school guy, but a lot of people think could be a pretty good pass rusher. And they actually think that he's better than Chop Robinson out of Penn State. And they stand pat at 36, and they take Marshawn Nealand. And it's pretty clear by the middle of this year or next year even that that dude is a stud. That's a win. I don't care how they acquired him necessarily.
I think that 3 or 4 years from now, we need to be looking back and saying, yeah, in this year's NFL draft, you know, we got 4, maybe even 5 guys that can start for us in the future. Based on what they've done in free agency, how many of those guys do you think are starters the 2024 season?
So if they've got 6 picks right now, you know, and even if they go down to 5 because they packaged 2 to go back up in the first round, I think they definitely are getting a guy who's starting at left tackle. I think the number 2 pick probably starts. And again, even if it's not week 1, which I realize is a big bummer, you have your big home opener, whether that's week 1, week 2, week 3, and if Marcus Mariota is starting, that's not exciting. But by the middle of the season, like that kid, you know, whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, that player's starting. Left tackle. I think that whatever edge they take, assuming they take one in the first, you know, 67, 70 picks, I think that player is probably in rotation. I don't know whether he gets the actual first snap of the game compared to a Cleveland Furl or a Dorrance Armstrong, but I think that guy's in the mix. And then I think it's going to depend. Corner's the really interesting one, Adam, because I do think that the way the board tends to fall, there's a decent selection of a couple different body types at corner available at 36 and 40 that might wind up being the best players on the board because the tackles and the edges go. And I just don't know what to make of, like, the 3-4 corners they signed. They're all experienced players who are fine. So do they get under Dan Quinn's tutelage and that staff's tutelage on the defensive side, Joe Witt, who's been incredible at developing DBs, and all of a sudden turn into starting caliber players, and you're like, oh, we're good. Does Benjamin St. Juice discover how to intercept a football? And, you know, the ball skills questions that have dogged him ever since high school, all of a sudden is he a starter? And then you don't need to. But I think that there are starting caliber players that are available there at that position. So I would say probably 3 to 4 are starters, with the rest contributing on special teams and or in rotation at their positions because the nature of those positions.
And Craig, you just brought up week 1, and I do think that the quarterback that they take, it is very important for that quarterback to be ready to play week 1 because there's this post Dan Snyder boom. And there's so much energy and excitement in the fan base right now. And I don't think it disappears completely, but I think it becomes tougher for people to get fired up and to buy tickets to go to the game the more we have to watch a guy that's been around the league and back in Marcus Mariota. I'm desperate for Mariota, who's wearing number 0, to play 0 snaps this season.
I mean, I hear you. And from an excitement standpoint, selfishly, for as a talk show host in this city, yeah, I'm with you. I would love to not have to talk about Marcus Mariota football games and pretend like they really matter in some grand scheme. But this is, I think, the beauty of Josh Harris versus Dan Snyder. Snyder was ultimately an impatient fan who chased headlines and didn't care about substance. Josh Harris is the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. If you want a town that's tougher on its sports teams than D.C., there aren't many, but Philadelphia is certainly one of them. He has heard and seen everything as the owner of that team, where his team has won 50-plus games year over year over year, and he is still regarded as a failure of an owner. He does not care. And if he doesn't care, that means that the football people are empowered to make the best football decisions. And if they think waiting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks for whoever it is that they draft is the best thing for the kid long term, and that is the most likely thing to do the ultimate thing that fans want, which is to win championships, those guys are going to be empowered to do it. Because ultimately, that's what we're talking about here. They don't want to be, as Josh Harris said at that symposium, the sports business talk that he gave a couple of months ago, almost a year ago at this point. He's like, if you want to get to 8-8, like, it's real easy. We can shortcut that all day. But if you want to win championships, it's really hard. And I appreciate that he is someone who is thinking about winning championships, and the mindset of the organization is about what is best long term, even if it's real tempting. And you're not wrong on your, hey, will they sell as many tickets if Marcus Mariota is starting week 1? No. Is it going to be as exciting? Absolutely not. But sometimes it's worth it to have a little bit of patience, because the long term play is far more rewarding.
And lastly, Craig, we know that Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy will visit the Commanders this week. Do you think it'll change the front office mind at all, or do you think they already know who they want?
Like, they're going to run out the ground ball, right? Like, I this is one of those things where I think they really know that they could make a decision today, and I would imagine that these visits just confirm what they already think, but it's they haven't made a decision yet because they don't have to. And so, yes, the visits matter, but they've done so much homework on this, these kids at this point. They've met with them before, and I'm sure there's lingering questions. Maybe if it's really, really close, they've got like a few specific questions, and they kind of know based off the answers which direction they're going to go. That's kind of the most indecision that I would realistically give them at this point. But they certainly have an idea because they've put in so much work. They've watched every bit of film. Every person who's going to be involved in this decision has watched every bit of film. If they're, you know, on the film side of it, the interview people have all heard and dissected the interview answers. They've done all their what I would call scouting in terms of like the interviews of people around them, their coaches, their teammates, all of that stuff. So I would imagine they know. And part of the reason that it comes out that they haven't decided yet is because they haven't gotten in a room and been like, okay, what's everybody think? Even if all the individuals, as individuals, not as a collective, what they think.
That's Craig Hoffman. Check him out on the Team 980 weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m. on your drive home, the Team 980, Craig Hoffman. Thanks so much, Craig.
You got it, Awad. Thanks, dude.
Yep, you're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the Odyssey app. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Final segment coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're enjoying the show, you can support me during the week. It's easy. I'm on 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m., and that is always available for free on the Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan, star us, favorite us so that you can make sure that you can always check out the show. We put a podcast up every day, Best of AWOD Radio. It's a full hour of the show available for you on your ride home. Max, doing a great job, ones and twos today behind the glass. If you have not already, Max, I want to encourage my listeners to check out Conan O'Brien on Hot Ones, the YouTube show. Have you seen it yet? I'm sure you've seen the clips.
Of course I've seen the clips. I've not sat down and watched the full interview, but Conan, like, there's nobody like him, man.
The clips are great. The entire interview is even better somehow. He's just so funny. So if you've never heard of this guy, he does interviews with celebrities. His name's Sean something, right, Max? But he does interviews with celebrities while they're eating wings. Hot wings. Like, super hot. Like, so hot that your mouth is watering, and it always leads to funny reactions and interviews from celebrities. Two of my favorites are Idris Elba. He was, like, choking up from hot wings. And Paul Rudd has a hilarious moment from his interview on that show. But Conan, I think he was the best interview on that show by far. It was just my favorite ever. He fully commits to the bit, which is something that I pride myself on that I do here on the radio. He is licking the hot sauce, Max. He's rubbing it on his body. It's so funny. He's like screaming, look at us, we're doing it. Are we committing to this or what? He's like pouring it down his mouth. He's just dousing the wings in the sauce, even more sauce than the host does. It is so funny, and I miss Conan on late night television. And so I'm so glad that the reason he was doing that interview was to promote a new show he's got out coming out on HBO Max called Conan O'Brien Must Go. And it looks really cool. It's, you know, a travel the world kind of show. But instead of being like travel the world and checking out food, it's going to be Conan traveling the world and making fun of people. And I think it's going to be awesome. So definitely check out Conan O'Brien on Hot Wings if you have not seen it. Max, are you a big Conan fan?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge Conan guy. Like, love the old Simpsons. That's kind of where he where I started to learn, like, oh, Conan wasn't just a late night host. He actually did comedy writing, and he's really, really good at it.
Yeah, no, he's one of the best. I'll absolutely be checking out that show. I did want to end my show, though, with a little DC cartwheel, talking real quickly here about all four of my favorite DC sports teams. And, you know, Max, people loved me attempting the cartwheel last week. That got so much run on social media. Like, I don't know what it was. Everyone thought that I really injured my ankle. Look, I was trying to do Conan. I committed to the bit. People challenged me, didn't think I could do a cartwheel. I did one. They didn't think it was good enough, so I did a second one. And I can tell you, though, my left ankle is still really hurting.
Like, I was going to say, when I saw it hit the wall, I immediately knew, because I've had ankle injuries like that, that you're going to be feeling it for a while.
Yeah, it's not broken. It's not fractured. It's not dislocated or anything. But, like, the tendons and the cartilage around my ankle, it's just killing me. I bowl every Friday on my show in Richmond, and I couldn't even – it would hurt to bowl just, like, walking and planting on the foot. Yeah, you know, it's been killing me. But I did a cartwheel, and so now it's time to end my show with the DC cartwheel. And we'll begin with the Washington Capitals, who basically have a playoff game today against the Tampa Bay Lightning. As of right now, the Capitals are unfortunately on the outside of the postseason looking in with three games to play. They are 1 point back of Pittsburgh. They're now 4 points back of the Islanders. That's not going to happen. But that final wild card spot is a possibility because Pittsburgh has three really difficult games, Boston, Nashville, and New York. So we said earlier, we think Washington will need to win today. They'll need to win one of the final two after that. And the one they lose, they probably still need to send it to overtime and steal a point. Because I do think they'll need 5 points over the next three games to get into the postseason. And the reason I think it's so important the Caps get into the postseason, because this may be our only playoff sweat in terms of DC sports teams for another full calendar year. And with that, I move over to the Washington Wizards here on AWOD's DC Cartwheel. And this was the worst Wizard season in franchise history. Well, thankfully, it'll finally be over tomorrow. Did you really enjoy it? Because I didn't. We all wanted the tank. We all wanted the team to get the number one overall pick. I didn't think it would be this bad, this depressing. I did enjoy Tristan Vukevic the last few weeks since he came over from overseas, the second-round draft pick from this year. Bilal Coulibaly flashed at times. I thought Corey Kispert and Denny Avdia made huge improvements in their game. Everybody else on the roster, tradable. I cannot wait for us to trade Jordan Poole. There was an article on ESPN that made headlines this week talking about the Wizards and the amount of losses they had this season. And Jordan Poole's quotes in it were just so frustrating. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. I'm desperate for them to trade him. Problem is they're not getting anything in return right now. Washington Nationals lost last night in the 10th inning to the A's. And so the Nats will be back in action on the diamond today against the A's. That's a 4:07 first pitch for Washington. 5-8 on the season. Two losses in a row after a three-game win streak in which they won their first series of the year on the road at San Francisco. And then we'll close with the Washington Commanders. Look, we are just 12 days away from the NFL draft. When I'm on air next week, we'll be talking Commanders and the NFL draft all show long. And hopefully, by this point next week, the Commanders will have three new players. I want it to be two guys on Thursday night and then another pick on Friday. But as of right now, they're in line to have the number two overall pick, pick 36, and then pick 40. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. I'll be back next Saturday. Thanks to Max behind the scenes here, behind the glass, running the show. I appreciate everybody for the support. I'll see you next Saturday. You've been listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.